Welcome to Ouroboros Podcast, episode number 172. I am your host, Colin, coming to you from Bath. And this week, it's party time. This podcast commemorates the fourth anniversary of my starting the Ouroboros Podcast. I recorded episode 1 4 years ago today on a completely different computer. I think it was, I've recorded this show on 5 computers, I think, and in 3 different places in my house. But I've still managed to produce a show most weeks over the past 4 years. And this is my 4th birthday. Never really thought I'd get here, but here we are. 4 years later, I'm still talking the same old crap. The general format for this show is that I get my listeners to submit their favourite tracks, preferably from the last year of the Ouroboros Podcast. And the majority of them have recorded audio introductions for me, saying why they want the track and so on. Now, one person who has contributed to most of these birthday specials, in fact, I think he's contributed to all of them, has been Tim, who has been one of my closest friends since we were about 14. God, that's a long time ago. I think I can actually say I've been friends with him most of my life, which is a little bit of a weird thought. But he is one of my oldest friends. He has contributed regularly to these birthday shows, but until now he's never had his voice on the show. Well, just after Christmas he came back to Bath to visit his parents and all his friends down here, and we went out for a meal. So I took this opportunity to take my little recorder along and interview him to ask him what he wanted selected and why he wanted to select it. As it turns out, he did rather spectacularly break my rule. Well, it's a rule of thumb more than a hard and fast rule of selecting something from the last year. But I will let the audio explain all that for me. And the laughing and gasping you can hear in the background is Tim's girlfriend, Anna. So without further ado, here's the audio clip I recorded when Tim was last in Bath. Okay, I'm sitting here in a pub in Bath a few days after Christmas, and while this won't be released for a few months, I can't resist the opportunity to talk to my friend Tim, who has been a frequent contributor to these Best of the Year shows, even though he's kind of destroyed that image this year, but we'll get on to that. So, Tim, old friend, yes. What have you selected for this year's Best of the Year?
I like the Sega method by drive-by argument.
And why would you like that?
Well, every year I try and pick something that is a track that I've heard on your show that I have bought or has been given to me as a present or whatever because I asked for it. And this year for Christmas, just 2 days ago, I got a copy of the Sega Method by drive-by argument. I got the album, in fact. So podcasting works, all you whatsoever Luddites out there. But I do understand it's rather an elderly one from the pod crawl show.
Yeah, I mean, this is why I've allowed this, even though it does kind of break the format of Best of the Year. But I played the Sega Method by the drive-by argument in June 2007. So very nearly 3 years ago.
I'm nothing if not with it.
And even more bizarrely, the drive-by argument know, just drive-by arguments, actually split up nearly 2 years ago.
You can still buy the album, though, so somebody's getting the royalties.
Exactly. I mean, this is a demonstration of the permanence of podcasting. Something that I did nearly 3 years ago has resulted in some revenue for a band, even though they've split up. And there are three new bands from members of Drive By Argument, and I am trying to get some music from at least one of them. So maybe you'll hear that soon, or maybe you will have heard it. I don't know.
Depends whether I pick it for a best of show some years after it's actually been out.
Okay, so that was one of my oldest friends, Tim, and here is The Sega Method by Drive By Argument from Ayr in Scotland.
Hi Colin, yes, this is Dave from the Bugcast. Now, as is always the case, when somebody comes to you and says, oh, Give me a favourite track from the last year. It is an impossible task, and I'm as guilty as you are for asking other people to do the same. But when it comes to then trying to go back over your last year's worth of podcasts and try and discover which of the tracks that you played were my favourite, I can't do it. It's so, so difficult. I'll be perfectly honest with you, Colin. Some of the songs you play are awesome. Others, well, they're quite crap, actually. But that's the whole horses for courses thing, isn't it? There are some tracks that you're going to like, some tracks that you aren't. You can't please everybody. And this is something that I've learned in the last 3 years of podcasting. Now, you've managed four. 4 years of podcasting is fantastic. Very many congratulations to you, mate. I was trying to work out how long I've actually been listening for, and it has to be at least 100 shows, so we're probably talking 2.5 years, which, yeah, it's been great. And I'll be honest, I don't listen for the music, I listen for your rants, as well you know, particularly those that provoke me to respond, because we've had some interesting back and forths, haven't we? Anyway, back to the case in point, you asked for the favourite track in the last year. And as I say, you have played some absolutely stonking tracks in the past, some of which I've actually stolen and played on the Bugcast myself. One of those tracks was by a group called Night Noise Team. Now, as you've mentioned in the past, Night Noise Team are one of the most diverse artists you could ever hope to listen to. One day they'll be doing rock, next they'll be doing kind of jazz funk, and then they'll be doing 80s dance music. And that's the one I've chosen to play on your fourth anniversary. If you want to find out more about Night Noise Team, myspace.com/nightnoiseteam. This track is called You Won.
You won the war. Hi, Colin. It's Rolly from Dark Compass. Another year. Man. God, it takes no time at all, does it? I suppose the older you get, the quicker years pass, I suppose. Congratulations on another anniversary of Ouroboros. And I'd like to take you back to, I think it was July last year, actually, when you played Nedry on your Ouroboros 153. With a title of It's Promotion, Not Piracy. Remember? This is all about promotion and not piracy. But I do really like Nedry. Their track A42 was really very cool. So I'd like that one, please. Thank you very much. Talk to you soon. Take care.
Hey, Colin, this is Jen from the Halfway Around the World podcast, or at least that may be the podcast some of your listeners might be recognizing my voice from. I also do the Inside My Head podcast and Gemini Dragon. My selection for your anniversary show is by the band You Shriek, and I'm sure you probably guessed that I was going to select that band. I'm selecting the song Lilith and Libra for two reasons. One, because it's an awesome song and I like it a lot and I want to hear it again. And the other reason is because the band You Shriek sent me music that I could play on the Inside My Head podcast only after you were kind enough to let the band know that I liked their music, which you knew because I left a comment on the Ouroboros podcast saying something like, "This song is awesome!" So I would like to hear Lilith and Libra. I also love their song No Heroes, but I think you've already included No Heroes in a best of show fairly recently. So let's hear Lilith and Libra instead.
Happy anniversary! You asked for a few listener submissions for their favorite tracks of the year, and I have one for you. Now, you've played a lot of great music over the past year, including such luminaries as Barrel Beloved, You Shriek, Kill Miss Pretty, but it was a recent artist that caught my attention, and that was Adam's Inception. And you've played Adam's Inception before. And what I like about this band is their combination of progressive rock with a melancholic alternative twist. And their musicianship is high grade. They remind me a lot of Muse and Placebo in that regard, and vocally a lot like the band Ours. But the band they most remind me of is The God Machine. And both bands feature the same epic, sprawling soundscapes combined with this very introspective approach to lyrics and vocalizing. After hearing Delicate Illuminations on one of your most recent episodes, I went to Last.fm, gave them a shout out, and found that they had a few free tracks, and I'll likely pick up their albums over time. So obviously, my choice for Song of the Year has to go to Adam's Inception for Delicate Illumination.
So thanks to Dave for sending in that selection, and a really nice track it was. Now, Dave's wife and the co-host of the Inside Outcast, Brandy, wasn't able to send in a submission, unfortunately. The poor love is stuck in retail hell and has been working very hard over the past few weeks, so she wasn't able to send in her selection. But since I'm 80 to 90% sure I know what she would have selected, I'm going to play a track for her anyway. This is a track I played on my show because she recommended it. In fact, she selected it for the World Goth Day special I recorded with Dave and Brandy last May. I love the track and actually selected it in my top 10 tracks of last year. So, even if this isn't the specific track that Brandy would have selected, I know she loves it, I know I love it, so I'm going to play it. This is a gothic rock band from Los Angeles called Domin, and this track is called My Heart, Your Hands.
Your hands, 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 your
just as I was putting the final touches to this special episode, I've managed to get a very, very last minute submission. I managed to get in touch with Irk on Twitter, and he is the host of Irk FM, Irk Pod, and loads of other podcasts. He's one of the people who I've spent a lot of time communicating with and collaborating with in various ways. And when he started doing Irk FM, which is his first foray into the music podcasting world, I helped him out with a lot of Australian bands. And for his submissions to this anniversary podcast, he selected a track where he returns the favour, because he pointed me in the direction of a band who comes from Bath, which is my hometown here in the southwest of England. So this podcasting thing is truly a global phenomenon. I mean, I can find Australian bands from an Australian podcaster, and an Australian podcaster can find a Bath band for me. The band is I Am Bodhi, and this is a track of their debut EP. This is Ebb and Flow. another person who wasn't able to record a submission for this show is Brennig from the This Reality podcast. Sadly, he has been having broadband problems and is currently cursing BT to the heavens. But he did manage to email me a submission from his smartphone, and here's what he said. For me, one of the most interesting bands you've played in the last year is One Car Motorcade. My Ugly Heart, though very mainstream, is just fantastic to slip on in the car. And as that's where I spend a large portion of the day, my daily round-trip commute is 4 hours, I could listen to this on repeat for hours. And it was your show that put One Car Motorcade into my world. So this is actually a weird situation, because I did play 3 tracks by One Car Motorcade on my show in the summer going into the autumn last year. But the track that Brennig mentions, My Ugly Heart, wasn't actually one of the tracks I played. However, as Tim was talking about when I spoke to him in December, one of the main points of podcasting is to promote music and albums that otherwise wouldn't get heard to people who might be interested in them. And Brennig has obviously downloaded the free album that One Car Motorcade have got on their website. And one of the tracks that I didn't play has obviously struck a chord with him. So I think this is, again, a demonstration of how podcasting works. You know, Tim bought an album 3 years after I played it on the show and 2 years after the band split up. And Brennig has found a track he really likes on an album that he wouldn't have come across if I hadn't played it on my show, even though the specific track isn't one that got playlisted on the Ouroboros podcast. So I'm quite happy to play My Ugly Heart for the first time on the Ouroboros podcast, which is kind of unique in these anniversary shows. So from Columbus, Ohio, this is One Car Motorcade with their track, My Ugly Heart.
Someday you'll be all right, yeah.
Hi, Colin. Sean here from GeminiDragon.tv. And just putting in my request for your anniversary show. It probably won't surprise you that I'm picking the song Die a Little Every Day by Peter Black, just based on the comments I've left on your website. I haven't ordered the CD yet, but now that it's been cleared up exactly what the artist's name is, I'm sure I will be soon. So congratulations on your anniversary in podcasting, and thanks for introducing us all to great songs like this.
They say you're supposed to live like you're dying, so I die a little every day. Don't let them see you crying, try to keep my demons at bay. What can I say? They say life's too short, they're wrong. Yeah, they're wrong. No, life's not short, it's long. Yeah, it's long. Yeah, it's long. When you're waiting, when you're waiting, when you're waiting, when you're waiting, still stuck in first position. No hero, no damsel, no quest, just an hourly progression. One drink say life's too short, they're wrong. Yeah, they're wrong. No, life's not short, it's long. Yeah, it's long. Yeah, it's long. When you're waiting, when you're waiting, when you're waiting, when you're waiting.
So that's the last of the listener submitted tracks in this fourth anniversary bash. And I'd like to thank all the people who submitted tracks to this show. It's always fun hearing what people really like and what strikes a chord with my listeners. Because it's rarely the tracks that I feel really passionate about. As I always do on these anniversary shows, I'm going to finish this podcast with two tracks selected by me. One that featured last year but wasn't in my Top 10 Tracks of the Year podcast, and one that I've played this year in the short time that I've been podcasting in 2011. So the first track I'm going to play is one that featured on the podcast last year, but wasn't on my review show. So you might call it my 11th favourite track of 2010. And it's by a band from New York called The Ropes. I've played several tracks from this band over the years. They have a tendency to play really, really catchy tracks that just worm their way into your mind and you just can't get rid of them. And this is certainly no exception, and narrowly missed the cut of my review show. So here is The Ropes with I Miss You Being Gone.
I miss you being gone, and as I get closer, I am further and further from that feeling of closure that I long for. When every morning I miss you being gone, 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 I miss you being gone. Enjoying the moment, driving home, basking in the lack of us. But it won't last, don't trust. The hourglass is always spilling its guts. And no matter where I was, at school or on the job, it was always the same refrain. When I'd see their faces, I'd miss them being gone. I'd miss them being gone. I'd miss them being gone. Them being gone. I miss them being gone. I miss them being gone.
And to close the show, here's one of my favourite tracks that I've played in the short period of time that I've been podcasting in 2011. And you'd be surprised how many of these tracks that I play in the early months of a year end up in the best of the year show at the end of the year. This is a track I played a couple of weeks ago from the New York band Falcon, and it comes off their album Disappear. It's a real stomping, catchy track that has a really nasty groove to it, but in a good way. That probably just made absolutely no sense, but I am rather tired and still recovering from my illness, so forgive me. Let's just play the track. Here is Falcon with Say Goodbye. See you next time, and remember, good music is infinite.
It's hard in this town. You have been listening to Colin and the Ouroboros podcast. Good music is infinite.